Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 17th. You'll be interested to know, 1,564 years ago, today in 461, St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, is said to have died. His legacy endures as his feast day is celebrated widely across Ireland and the United States, honoring his significant influence on Irish culture and Christian heritage. Happy St. Paddy's! So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee to thigh high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 1 to 2 feet throughout the morning, providing fair conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. Conditions will shift to semi-choppy later, with winds picking up to 5 to 10 mph. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m., with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 feet at 11:30 a.m., with a 1-foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday will experience choppy conditions, primarily due to 16 to 18 mph northwesterly winds, particularly strong in the afternoons. Morning sessions may briefly clear up, but expect persistent chop throughout. Wave heights will range from chest to shoulder high initially, fading to waist to chest high by Thursday, with conditions deteriorating as winds shift to onshore later in the day. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 53 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 57 and a light northwest breeze. There's a chance of rain after 5, but it should stay minimal. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, a low around 51, and a breezy northwest wind, gusting up to 30. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Tuesday, with a high near 57 and a light northwest wind. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows around 48. Wednesday and Thursday remain sunny, with highs near 62 and 58, respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 49 and 50. Friday continues the sunny trend, reaching a high near 60, with partly cloudy nights, and a low around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in University City, a growing sinkhole has raised significant concern among residents. Jason Nielsen first spotted the small hole nearly 1 year ago, initially about 15 feet across, on a popular mountain biking and walking trail leading to Marion Bear Memorial Park. He has documented its alarming progress and communicated with the City of San Diego and Councilmember Kent Lee about repairs. The sinkhole now accommodates an SUV, prompting city crews to cordon off the area with chain-link fences and warning signs. A city spokesperson confirmed that deteriorating metal pipes are to blame, with repairs delayed by rain. Nielsen anxiously awaits a permanent solution. on to sports. The Auburn Tigers have been named the number one overall seed in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, which kicks off on Tuesday. Joining Auburn are the Duke Blue Devils, the Houston Cougars, and the Florida Gators, each leading their respective regions. Notably, the St. John's Red Storm, under coach Rick Pitino, finished the regular season with an impressive 30 wins and 4 losses. Duke's star forward Cooper Flagg is expected to return after an ankle injury. The Southeastern Conference made history with 14 teams earning tournament bids, including the notable Missouri Tigers, who rebounded after a challenging previous season. In local sports, last night, the Lakers triumphed over the Phoenix Suns with a 107-96 victory at Crypto.com Arena. Luka Doncic shone brightly, scoring 33 points, grabbing 11 rebounds, and adding 8 assists. The Lakers ended their 4-game losing streak, lifting their record to 42-25. Meanwhile, the Suns slipped to 31-37, despite Kevin Durant's effort with 31 points. Tonight, the Lakers host the San Antonio Spurs at Crypto.com Arena. Tonight, our Kings at 36-20-9 head to Minnesota to battle the formidable Wild at 37-25-5. Adrian Kemp, shining with 27 goals, aims to extend our 5-game win streak. LA is slightly favored by 1.5 in this thrilling matchup. In top news, officials in Washington have significantly underestimated the threat posed by drones in United States airspace, according to Glenn Van Herk, the former joint commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command and United States Northern Command. Mysterious drone swarms were spotted over Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, yet no effective policies exist to address this issue. Van Herk noted that these drones could be surveilling critical infrastructure. General Gregory Gillard, Van Herk's successor, emphasized the need for increased authority to protect military installations. With drone incidents increasing, vigilance and swift action are essential to safeguard national security. In business news, the recent decline of the NASDAQ has sparked concerns of a potential tech bubble, reminiscent of the dot-com crash, which saw the index plummet by 78% from its peak in 2000. As we mark 25 years since that event, investors are again grappling with fears of unsustainable growth, particularly with the rise of artificial intelligence. According to experts, understanding market cycles is crucial. Current sentiment indicates we may be in the concern and fear phase, suggesting further declines could be ahead. However, some strategists argue that today's market does not exhibit classic bubble behavior, as valuations are supported by genuine profits. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to about $82,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Two NASA astronauts, Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams, are preparing to return to Earth this week after an extended stay aboard the International Space Station. They have been stuck on the station for more than 9 months, while a SpaceX capsule, which recently delivered a new crew, arrived just after midnight on Sunday. The astronauts' mission was originally intended for a brief stay, but complications with Boeing's Starliner stranded them. Both astronauts expressed readiness to return, with Williams noting that being in space is pretty spectacular, while Wilmore stated they trust NASA's decision-making regarding their journey home. Entertainment news. Ahead of the retrial, Investigation Discovery is set to release the documentary, A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed, which explores whether Reed accidentally reversed her SUV over boyfriend John O'Keefe, or was wrongfully accused to shield Boston police officers involved in his death. Director Terry Dunn-Murr describes the unprecedented access to Reed and her legal team during the first trial, emphasizing its significance. The series aims to showcase Reed's struggle against the system and the complex dynamics surrounding this high-profile case. It premieres tonight on Max. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Og Mandino. And he said, "Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.